If you make a serious workers' comp claim, you can expect to get investigated, and insurers will go to surprising lengths using surveillance methods to make sure your claim is valid or to disprove it. CivilBeat is looking at the way insurance companies spy on injured workers in its series Waiting in Pain, and investigations editor John Hill has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
An insurance company might go to quite a bit of trouble if they think you filed a spurious claim, yeah?
Yeah, they're quite willing to hire investigators to follow you, make sure you're not doing anything that's at odds with your claimed injury. And that could include videotape, just reports from what they've observed. And oftentimes it will go on over the course of a year or so.
Which you would think would cost the insurance company quite a bit of money. Why is it worth it to them?
Well, I think they do find fraud. There are cases where they find pretty outrageous fraud. There was one case I cited that involved a guy who had been a roofer and really was injured, but he was off the job long enough that he raised some suspicions. And it turned out he had started his own roofing company and was going after the business of his old company. So there are actual fraud cases. Critics of the system, though, will say there's a second reason to do this, which is just to sort of add to the adversarial feeling of a lot of the work comp cases and to discourage people from making claims.
Well, if you have an adversarial relationship, having gotten a legitimate injury and find yourself in an adversarial kind of situation, that's sort of turn you against your job, I would think.
Yeah, that could definitely be the case. I mean, a lot of the workers that I spoke to feel, and they were innocent workers, they didn't find any fraud in those cases, and they felt their privacy was violated. They felt that they couldn't go about their normal lives. They were afraid that something they did that was totally legit, even had been recommended by their doctors, would be picked up on film and used against them.
This is this is people who reported being followed when they drive around, vans parked across the street, somebody taking pictures or video of them, yeah?
Yeah, and in one case, it was a woman who had been assaulted. She was a psychiatric technician at the state hospital. She was assaulted by a patient, and she became very fearful of strangers. And she was actually diagnosed with PTSD. And experts say that in those kinds of cases, this can be particularly disconcerting to the worker. They're already fearful and sort of traumatized, and then they notice that somebody is following them.
Yeah, that would do it. It certainly would do it. It's surprising, though, the lengths to which they will go, because I would wonder if it was actually cost effective. I guess it's more in terms of the psychological effect of that kind of surveillance.
Well, it is the case that surveillance often occurs in these sort of long running, complicated cases that are expensive to the insurance companies. Hemic, which is the state's largest insurance company, told me that they only will do surveillance in about 2% of the cases where they have reason to believe that there's something going on. And I guess they find that cost effective. Now, I don't know if that's the case industry-wide, if it's only 2% of cases. I talked to dozens of injured workers, and many of them had been surveilled. Now, these are with different insurance companies. So it's really unknown how widespread this is.
Just in the empirical evidence that you gathered, what you saw was probably a lot more than 2%.
Yeah. And, of course, the workers I was talking to were the workers who had sort of long-running, complicated cases, and mm-hmm. they might be more prone to having this kind of surveillance done on them. But it did seem like it is a fairly accepted and common technique.
Well, it would certainly be a strange sensation to find a van following you down the street, wouldn't it?
Yeah, many of these workers said that they were very disconcerted and confused. And then when they realized that it was not somebody who was stalking them, but it was an investigator, that they felt humiliated that they hadn't been believed, that the insurance company suspected them of fraud.
Well, it's a good story, and thanks very much for pursuing it. Thanks a lot, John.
Well, thank you for having me on.
That was John Hill, investigations editor at Honolulu Civil Beat, with today's Reality Check.